Hi everyone, and welcome to the Learning Assistive podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I am so glad you could be here. My name is Sarah, and my desire is to help you learn to sit still in a noisy world, because it is in those still moments that we have the chance to know God. Silence is something we tend to run from because it is a place of confrontation where we can hear our thoughts and see ourselves for who we truly are. This is why we try to drown out the silence with noise, any kind of noise, from music to crowds to a packed schedule. We avoid the silence, but that is exactly where God wants to meet us. This is the reason behind this podcast, as well as my website, sitstillmydaughter.com. I want to encourage you to step away from the noise and the distractions and enter into His presence, the one who formed you with purpose. I promise that the more you get to know Him, really know Him, the more you will return His love and walk in confidence of who He made you to be, His image bearer to the world. So I invite you to join me on this journey of learning to sit still. If you have a question or a prayer request, you can submit them via my website. I would love to pray for you and help in any way I can. There are also free Bible reading plans available to download, and be sure to check out my social media accounts where I share short devotionals to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. And also, don't forget to grab your ticket to the ladies' conference coming up in just 10 days if you're listening in real time. We will have a wonderful time, and I know that you will be blessed by the workshops presented on that day as we delve deeper into the quiet place. Just visit my website to grab your seat. That link, along with all the others, is located in the show notes, so be sure to look after the episode. And if you haven't already, would you go ahead and tap that subscribe button so you never miss an episode? You can also leave a review, which helps others find this podcast. Now, are you ready for the answer to the Bible trivia question I asked you last time? A hypocrite's hope is likened to what animal object that can't be trusted? The answer is a spider's web, and found in Job chapter 8, verses 13 and 14. Our question for next week is, who said, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen? Who said, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen? And remember, I will have the answer for you on the next episode. Now, currently, I am reading the book of Daniel, and it has been quite a blessing and a challenge in my walk with the Lord. Daniel is one of those people who reminds you that keeping your eyes on the Lord is a choice. As a young man, he is torn away from his family and homeland to serve a pagan king in a foreign land. But even though he is taken from all that is familiar, he knows that his God is still with him, even in the darkest of circumstances. I will definitely be sharing more thoughts on Daniel in future podcasts, but today I want to focus on one particular scene in his life. Let's read Daniel chapter 2, verses 17 through 19. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. The secret was revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Let's set the context for these verses. Nebuchadnezzar has just made an impossible demand of his wise men. He had a dream that caused him such terror that it awoke him in a fright. He immediately wanted to know the interpretation of this fearful dream, so he summoned the whole group of wise men. They were all too eager to ease their king's fearful heart, but when they asked him to share the dream, he had no answer. Imagine their shock when he told them that not only could he not recall the dream, but he demanded they tell him what he dreamed plus what it meant. The nervous group cautiously attempted to tell the king that no other monarch has ever asked such a thing. It's literally impossible. Undeterred, the king pressed them for an interpretation, and when their answer remained unchanged, his full wrath was aroused, as he felt they were nothing more than a bunch of windbags. This fury instigated a terrible decree. Death to all wise men. The news reaches Daniel and his three companions, as they were also in this class, and it kind of makes you wonder why they weren't summoned in the first place, but perhaps their lack of experience and youth put them kind of on the bottom, though they were still lumped into the category that would be sentenced to death. This decree caused them to bring their own request to the king. It seems that Daniel has also formed a friendly relationship with Arioch, since he was able to make a request from this captain of the king's guard and was heard. When Daniel asks why this was so sudden, Arioch tells him, which propels Daniel to ask, and he received a short reprieve to produce the seemingly impossible answer the angry king demands. This is the part that I found interesting. As Daniel returns home, his immediate response to this immense pressure is to gather his friends together. In a moment of tremendous crisis when life and death were the stakes, Daniel assembled his friends to do the most important thing they could do in this instant: pray. While we know in our mind that this should be our first response, it often is second or even third. We tend to bemoan, wail, or even throw a pity party first when we receive disturbing or fearful news, but it should be to pray, to lift our hearts and our fears before the one who is, as Daniel put it, the God of heaven. I pray that we would become a people whose first response in any situation is to kneel before our all-powerful and loving Father. Now, Daniel also understands the power of praying together. He made plans to pray, but not by himself. He told his three companions about what was needed, and together they lifted up their request to God. A great need solicited a night of great prayer, because without the God of heaven intervening, all would be lost. This principle is seen over and over again in the New Testament, as the church gathered often in corporate prayer to intercede on behalf of a brother or sister in need, and God answered in miraculous ways. There is power in a band of believers assembling together in prayer. This group of four Hebrew men prayed together, and the lives of countless men were saved because of it. What things could we accomplish if we simply gathered together to pray? Perhaps we should seek to schedule more times of collected prayer, even over the phone or via Zoom. Technology today has opened the door for this more than ever, yet we rarely take advantage of it. Now, I do know of a group of ladies that gather every Monday morning via Zoom so that they can pray, and I think it's wonderful. It is something I may consider doing myself in the near future. Praying together helps us better stay up to date on the needs of others. Plus, it lets them know that they are loved, heard, and cared for. I want to be more active in praying with others, and perhaps you can start your own prayer group too. I also want to point out that this was not a prayer of generality, but specifics. This was a prayer of fervency and urgency born out of critical circumstances. It's easy to pray such generic prayers like, God, please bless all the missionaries, or Lord, be with my pastor, but we should take the time to pray specifically so God can answer specifically. There is something so amazing when people share a specific answer to prayer, especially to a listening world. Every time God answers a specific request, it shows the world that He is God, just as He does here in Daniel's story. Learn to pray specifically. My friend Ruth Baumgartner has an incredible notebook system that can help with that. She has been on this podcast before, and I encourage you to go and listen to that episode. That link will be in the show notes for you to enjoy. Now, Daniel also knew that he could pray with confidence because he knew his God was merciful and his petition was not in vain. I love this about Daniel. He went to God knowing that he would be heard, that his God cared about them and their dire circumstances. This is another reason why it is so important to grow in our knowledge of God, because it gives us confidence and assurance in prayer. We can read verses from Psalms that remind us of how our God delights in His children. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Psalms 5 verse 3. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him, in those that hope in His mercy. Psalm 147 11. This is our God, the God of heaven who sits on the throne and is in control of everything. This is the God to whom Daniel raised his voice to, and He is the same today. The God of heaven heard and answered their cry, and He hears ours today. Daniel recognized God's authority, and when the answer came, he was quick to give glory to Him. When he went before the king and provided him the impossible answer, he directed all praise and credit be given to God. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king, but there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and thy visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. That's Daniel chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. Never before had another man dreamed the dream of someone else. But the God of heaven is not limited by anything. He can do whatever he chooses. And this pagan king learned this lesson, and he is the same today. Sometimes our answer to prayer is an opportunity to show our amazing God to the world. So may we always be ready to sing his praises at all times. And that is where we will end today's episode. Remember, go grab those tickets to the ladies' conference. I am so excited to see you there as we continue to learn more about the quiet place. The only way we can know God is when we are still in a noisy world.